Okay, Ask Catherine. We got a whole bunch of questions this week, and I'm delighted to see that. I live in the New Jersey area, which is plagued with hurricane visits yearly. In exploring alternative power resources, I learned of cogeneration to supply electricity during power failures for extended periods. When you have a moment, I would appreciate your feedback, guidance, in suggesting resources to possibly purchase a residential 5kW cogenerator using natural gas. Any suggestions, comment, guidance is greatly appreciated. We emailed back to, this is from John, we emailed back to John some ideas from one of our subscribers who's the most knowledgeable, in fact, in this business. And believe it or not, one of the things he suggested was eBay, which I thought was interesting because I've done a lot on eBay. It's always amazing what you can do there. In preparation for this broadcast, I was listening to the previous Breakaway Civilization. Dr. Farrell had said what sparked his interest in the Nazis was the vast plunder and plan to exit Europe with said plunder. As I'm sure you're aware, the U.S. and Canadian governments both interned Japanese during World War II. My in-laws were both in internment camps as small children, one in each country. Their families lost everything. Nothing was ever recovered. About 30 years ago, Canada paid each internee $20,000 in reparations. About 25 years ago, the U.S. did the same. Does anyone know what ever happened to all that the Japanese owned? Qui bono? In our family's case, they went from being solidly middle class to penniless for decades, unable to even get jobs or find housing except of the worst sort. Having close relatives who were part of the Nisei Regiment, it was the 442nd, the most accomplished regiment in World War II history, in spite of being largely not credit for it, did not seem to make any difference at all. It's if you don't know that story, it's a remarkable story of one of many, many examples in American history of people's assets being stolen. And not to underestimate the power of many Japanese who were rounded up, or people of Japanese descent, many of them were American citizens, who were rounded up and put in the camps during World War II, an enormous amount of extremely valuable and attractive California farmland was seized because they'd been very successful in high-quality vegetables and other kinds of farming, and had very valuable land out in California. Interestingly enough, I did a paper on this in history at the University of Pennsylvania when I was in college, and it's remarkable the amount of theft and thievery and genocide that has gone on inside of our borders, if you ever sit down and study it. But this is one of the extraordinary examples of just political exploitation and theft. And asset forfeiture is one of the things that's been used to fund a lot of silly business, and it's pretty frightening, some of the things that go on. But that was from Laurie. Laurie, thank you for bringing that up. Question, are you suspicious of something behind the scenes with a train crash in Spain? The answer is yes, but it's one of those situations where you could spend a great deal of time trying to find out if anything really, you know, if it was a covert ARP. And unless you have inside sources, no point in doing it. So could have been an accident or not, no way to tell that I know of. I personally tend to fear that the commodities markets will break, not just the gold-silver market, but also that of oil, food-based metals. At some point, gold may no longer be redeemable for money. If this happens, then the gold commodities exchange may be canceled. The only gold for purchase may only be jewelry. Money then leaves precious metals and goes to the remaining commodities, thus driving their prices and affecting cost of living and core inflation for the public. What then will the commodities exchanges do? Cancel call and put options and force delivery? I have a hard time relating to these scenarios. In my personal experience, gold is so invaluable at the institutional level globally. I just don't see this happening. I do think that if you want to be concerned about a deflationary scenario that hurts the value of precious metals, it's one where new technology explodes out. And in that case, you see the equity markets, particularly sort of the new technology, significantly outperform gold and precious metals, and their values relatively drop, which I think is a possible scenario and one to keep an eye on. But I just don't see gold becoming irrelevant. Dear Catherine, I've followed you for many years and enjoy your articles. Recently, you were talking about the new economies separating from the old economies, and you made an unusual statement about Latin American farms poisoning the American people. What exactly did you mean by that statement, if I may ask? I'm a Latin American farmer, tomatoes, cucumbers, and I was stunned by the comment. That's from Tim. Tim, my apologies. I was speaking to... talking about the food stamp program and speaking with too broad a brush. I was referring to all the GMO food coming in from Latin America. It's also coming in from America, so I didn't mean to imply that it was only Latin America, but a lot of what's getting trucked in from Latin America is GMO, and I think GMO, from what we've seen of the evidence, is really not safe. If you're growing tomatoes and cucumbers, it certainly doesn't apply to you. Another question. My experience with the gold market is that the crazy stories come out at major turning points in the market. What do you make of the recent stories? Bank of England leased 1,300 tons of gold that wasn't there. I don't think that's necessarily a crazy story. We see the Bank of England inventories drop. That surprises me, because if you look at the recent drop in prices, I see the central banks trying to bring in a great deal of precious metals. Yeah, there are a fair amount of kooky stories going on, but if you look at the kooky stories in the gold market, they don't compare to the kooky stories in science technology, which are all true and we just talked about. So, you know, this is a kooky time. A question for Dr. Farrell. Many believe that Israel practically owns the U.S. government. However, we have Joe Biden, who is thought to be a Vatican man. The Vatican is now led by a Jesuit pope. Given that both groups are enormously influential politically and financially, please could you comment on any power play relationship between the Jesuits and Israel? Has one infiltrated the other? If you look at the last 500 years, you see a wide variety of institutions and sort of tribal networks competing and cooperating, and three that are often referred to are the Vatican, the Israeli and Jewish networks, and of course the Freemasons, and then you have all sorts of conglomerations of royalty and aristocracy and elites, various sort of groups. Rappaport, in some of his early audios, Mind Control, Mind Freedom, does a very good job of describing these, and these groups always cooperate and compete. So have they infiltrated each other? Yeah, they've been doing that for 500 years. So I would say yes, but it's very old and very organic. Another question. When you briefly spoke on Obamacare and the changes coming down the pike, it was as if you were reading my mind in regards to wondering what our choices are. My husband's and my particular health insurance plan is being discontinued as of December 31st. We just don't know what to do next and rarely see doctors or get prescriptions inside the system. I'm asking if you might consider spending a little time on this topic on a salary report this fall. I would love to hear an expanded version of things you mentioned, AAA and the options in private funds, where participants pull their money for the purposes you mentioned regarding potential medical costs. Great question. I can't tell you how many times on our roundups and our strategic planning meetings the salary team has spent trying to figure out how we could do one or a series of salary reports on what our healthcare options are. Part of it is we've been searching for somebody who could explain Obamacare in an hour or less, which is quite a struggle. And of course, watching the evolution of what's happening with Obamacare is part of this, because it can go in different ways, and so the number of potential scenarios are great. I did mention earlier on a salary report that I do get extra coverage through AAA for car accidents. I drive a lot, so obviously it's important to have health care insurance for car accidents and transportation accidents, which is the one time I'm likely to use the sort of traditional medical establishment is under a situation where you have trauma, so something like a car accident. I am a member of Samaritan Ministries, which is a cooperative group of Christians who underwrite each other, and it's a remarkable organization, remarkable group. It's limited to Christians, but if you would qualify, I would definitely check out Samaritan Ministries. And then It was this subscriber who suggested that we have a subscriber lunch while we're in Boulder in October. Great idea. So that's what we'll do.